Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You are Jesus' helper. I'm talking about each one of you. I'm talking about Isaac, and Jonathan, and Emma, and Campbell, and Audrey, and Heidi, and Elisa, and Levi, and Josiah, and Micah, and Aiden, and all of you are Jesus' helpers. You may be little, but every time you choose to be kind or choose to be helpful, you are helping our friend Jesus. Let's sing, I Am Jesus' Helper.
Who is Jesus' helper, doing all he can? I am Jesus' helper, tiny though I am. Who is Jesus' helper, who will help today? I am Jesus' helper, I will him obey.
Our next song is the sharing song. This one's really fun because you can change the words to sing about sharing just about anything. This time, we're going to change the words and we're going to pretend that we're sharing apples and cookies.
I have two apples and I am glad. You have no apple and that's too bad. I'll share my apples for I love you. And that's what Jesus wants me to do. I have two cookies and I am glad. You have no cookie and that's too bad. I'll share my cookies for I love you. And that's what Jesus wants me to do.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Lots of people came to hear Jesus teach all day. What did they forget to bring?
Food.
That's right. They forgot to bring their food. Question 2. Only one little boy brought food. What did he do with that food?
He shared it with Jesus.
That's right. He gave it to Jesus to share, instead of keeping it all to himself. And question 3. Was there enough food for everyone to eat when Jesus blessed that boy's lunch?
Yeah!
Yes! With God's blessing, he makes all things possible. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, please come into our hearts. Help us to learn about you as we learn about nature. In Jesus' name, amen. Our lesson today is fish. Job 12, verse 8.
The fish of the sea will bring it to you.
Have you ever watched a fish swim?
Yes.
How does it swim to move?
With its fins.
Yes, it wiggles its tail. It uses its flippers and its fins. God made the fish on the 5th day of creation. That's the same day he made the birds of the air. Fish come in many different shapes and sizes, more than you can imagine. How big do you think the biggest fish is?
Huge.
The biggest fish ever found was a shark. It was as long as a line of 3 cars. Wow, that's huge. How small is the smallest fish you can think of?
Smallest.
They can get so tiny, probably the size of your fingernail. Fish can live to be very old. One fish is called a koi. It lived to be more than 200 years old. A scientist knew how old it was by counting the rings on its scales. Jesus made the fish so that they could breathe underwater. When you swim in the water, if you go underwater, you have to hold your breath because you can't breathe the water in. But fish get oxygen from the water, so they don't have to come up for air. God made them that way. Fish have noses that work really, really well. There's one kind of fish called salmon. The salmon is born in a small stream. Then it goes all the way out to the ocean before it swims all the way back to the same spot it was born. Do you know how that salmon gets back home? God gave it a special nose to smell its way all the way back to that same spot. Fish are pretty amazing, aren't they? Who gave them their sense of smell to get home?
Jesus!
Jesus did. Fish can be very beautiful. What does a beautiful fish look like to you?
It's purple and pink and orange and green.
That sounds really pretty. A beautiful fish that I've seen is bright yellow with long fins. And I've even seen one that had all kinds of rainbow colors on it. In heaven, you can swim in the deepest water and get close to the fish. Won't that be wonderful? What is wonderful about the fish God made?
That they're cute. If I know how to swim, I will swim underwater and catch one and then put in a bucket that will water.
When Jesus lived on this earth, some of his helpers were fishermen. They caught all kinds of fish in the sea. But as they followed Jesus, Jesus taught them instead of catching fish, they were to catch men. Not with a net, but to bring them to Jesus to give him a better life. Fishermen of men. Jesus made fish for us to enjoy. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Matthew 14:16. Jesus said, "You give them something to eat." Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
Jesus said,
"You give them something to eat. You give them something to eat."
Jesus said,
"You give them something to eat."
Matthew 14:16.
Jesus said,
"You give them something to eat. You give them something to eat."
Jesus said,
"You give them something to eat."
Matthew 14:16.
I'm so glad you joined us today on the Seed Pod. Don't forget to go to startingwithjesus.com to hear more special programs, Sabbath school programs, and find coloring pictures and camp meetings and activities you can do. Let's fold our hands as it's time to pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for making the fish. Thank you for making them beautiful. Thank you for making some big and some small. And thank you that we can see your love in making them so special. Please come into our hearts today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing song today is With God. As you learn the words, try singing it with us. Talk to you next time.
Matthew 19:26.
With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. With man this is impossible, impossible, impossible. With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.